Big Ben takes the stand.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and the chairman of the Federal Reserve is testifying on Capitol Hill right now. Ben Bernanke is talking about monetary policy and about the economy in general. And when he speaks, people listen. So let's find out what he's saying. From Marketplace's David Gura in Washington, who is with us live. Good morning.
Morning, Jeremy.
So what's the headline, David?
Well, Chairman Bernanke started out talking about GDP. He said that the gross domestic product was flat last quarter, and I realize that may sound bad, like the recovery's at a standstill. But Bernanke told senators that does not appear to reflect a stalling out of the economy. He also talked a bit about jobs. The job market, he said, remains generally weak. He pointed out more than 4 million Americans have been out of work for 6 months or more. And Jeremy, Bernanke brought up something that's been on the minds of a lot of Americans. And that's gas prices. They've gone up, of course. And he blamed that on two things, oil prices and the cost of refining fuel. But overall, he said inflation remains low. And he addressed something that's been on the minds of a lot of people here, automatic budget cuts that are set to go into effect on Friday. He said essentially that he's doing his job, but Congress isn't doing its job.
Although monetary policy is working to promote a more robust recovery, it cannot carry the entire burden of ensuring a speedier return to economic health.
Bernanke urged them once again, Jeremy, to replace what he called the sharp front-loaded spending cuts required by the sequestration.
And another thing that a lot of people wanted to hear from him, there was some concern last week when the Fed released its minutes from its latest meeting, and we weren't sure exactly how the policymakers were going to end their aggressive monetary easing. Did he say anything about that?
Yeah, he said something he said many times, that these are not ordinary circumstances. And the goal of buying all these securities, Jeremy, of course, is to push down long-term interest rates. The Fed has done this for several years now, since about 2008. Anyway, Bernanke said that the Fed has the tools to tighten monetary policy when the time comes, and that right now the benefits seem to outweigh the cost.
Well, I'm sure there are going to be a lot of people digging into exactly what those words might mean. Marketplace's David Gura in Washington, thanks so much.
Thank you.